Hello guys, now I thought I'd just make one more video just to finish up the first time I went to Thailand and the holiday that I had with my friend there. Now we spent the bulk of the time in Pattaya, which I found a lot better than say Bangkok, bit more laid back. The Famuans weren't completely all stunners, but they were still damn attractive. And generally speaking, these Famuans were mostly all from Isan, or the northeast of Thailand. I know lots of people rave about Soya 6 in Pattaya, still today. But I like the other bars, you know, the ones around the corner or whatever. Something a bit more laid back. Or maybe in just my mind I was pretending I was actually picking these Famuans up. I kinda had about sometimes 3 Famuans a day. At least at the beginning. It was kinda like being in a candy store. But my friend once again had a hard time finding a Famuan he could have a fun time with. Except for the usual. So one night I'd already got my Famuan. And we were going bar to bar looking for one for my friend. And it got really kind of late, something about 3 o'clock, maybe later. That's a.m. And the pickings got kind of slim. Most of the bars in Pattaya, generally speaking, are open-air bars. But you can go to a different place in Pattaya and they are inside bars, like Bangkok. Anyway, I think both of us was pretty drunk by then. We went inside to this bar and there was quite a few Famuans in there. Not too many. One of them came over and approached us, and seemed to be quite pushy. Anyway, my friend took an interest in this Famuan, and she only wanted 200 baht to go back to his hotel. Of course, that should have been a red flag, but we were too drunk. And as my friend was a cheap Charlie, he said, okay. So the next morning, and once again I had my Famuan still with me, and I met my friend down for breakfast, but his Famuan had already gone. He said he'd talk about it later. So as traditional, I bought my Famuan breakfast and then she kind of left. And apparently the Famuan that my friend took the night before, well, the early morning, when they got back to the hotel, she kept on going to the toilet every 5 minutes. Sort of every time something was going to happen, if you know what I mean. My friend got kind of suspicious even though he was quite drunk. And he finally found out she was a ladyboy. Well, my friend got kind of annoyed with her and anyway, there was a bit of a sort of hassle, but in the end, he paid her 300 baht just to leave. Which was a good outcome, because ladyboys can turn quite nasty. And he found out every time she went to the toilet, she was using his razor to shave. So, again, another failure for my friend. But he swore me to secrecy, not to tell our friends when we got back to the UK. And I said, yeah. And I never did tell our friends. But now it doesn't really make any difference. Some of my friends aren't around anymore. And that was a very long time ago. He'll forgive me, I hope. But he made sure I knew nothing happened. Nothing. But you sure gotta be careful. They do look pretty Famuan-like. So anyway, we went to an island for about 4 or 5 days. It wasn't Koh Samui, it was a smaller island. Very laid back. We got a hut and near the beach, but just a fan and just the basics with a couple of beds in it. I think it was 300 baht a night. It took about 4 hours to get to the island by fishing boat. It had a couple of bars on there, but there was no Famuans, if you know what I mean. The only Famuans on the island were the ones that other Phalang had brought there. We didn't bring a Famuan with us. We wanted to be laid back, you know, chill out. Give my thingy a rest. So the first night we set a couple of deck chairs right near the sea. And we sat in them and ordered some beers from a bar behind. And the Famuan owner kind of walked down and delivered them and walked back to the bar. We kind of sat there, sort of looking at the sun hitting the water. A few other junk ships out in the water, sort of fishing. It was nice. There wasn't much to do there, so we just kept on drinking. The trouble is, the tide was coming in. All of a sudden, the water was underneath our deck chairs. We still ordered another drink by waving our arms, and the lady come down, waded out, and gave us her beers. And we decided to stay in the deck chairs as long as possible. Which is a bit silly, really, but hey. So eventually the water's up to our chest now. And my friend kind of waved his arm for another beer, really as a joke. But the Famuan got the beers and waded right out and gave us the beers. And we were laughing as hell. And in fact, so was she. We eventually moved back into the shore before we drowned. And we gave the bar lady quite a little bit of money just to make up for what she did. I mean, it was going above and beyond for the customer, right? But after 2 days, I got kind of bored with the island after you walked around it once or twice. My friend seemed quite happy there. He'd brought a book and he wanted to sort of relax. So halfway through the 3rd day, I decided to go back to Pattaya. and my friend would stay there quite a few days and we'd meet back in Bangkok. So I leave the island on a fishing boat, there's only one a day, and like I say, it takes 4 hours. And I haven't been on the boat long, and I saw this jet ski flying around. It was reasonably a far way out, but it was doing all these kind of tricks and everything. Then all of a sudden it wiped out, and I never knew what happened to the person on it, but I really didn't think too much of it. So I got back to Pattaya, got a hotel and stayed about 2 nights, I believe. Then I headed back to Bangkok and stayed at the hotel that we stayed at when we first landed, which was our plan. Didn't take me long to find a Femon, and she was damn good, a little bit older than the other ones I'd been with, but she was had it all together. Kind of teamed up with a German guy as well, who of course had his Femon. And we were having kind of supper at the restaurant at the hotel we're at, and all of a sudden my friend walks in. And he's got this great big graze on his nose, very noticeable. And I said to him, what the hell happened to your nose? He said he almost died. He said, did you see a jet ski out there when you were on the boat at the island? I said, yeah, come to think of it. He said that was him, and he was trying to show off in front of me there, and he wiped out, almost knocked himself out, almost drowned. Well, we both had a bit of a laugh about that anyway. Well, as my friend was back with me, I kind of dumped the Femon I was with, and we kind of went out that night, looking for some more Femons, of course. But now we're in Bangkok, and of course the prices went up. So we go to this bar, and my friend sort of picks a girl in the lineup who's dancing on the floor, and she comes over and he buys her a drink. It's not really a drink in a sense. You get charged for a drink, but it's just basically coloured sort of water or whatever. If you wanted to have a real drink, you pay for her for the bar and take her to another bar where she actually has a real drink. And it's the normal price. But anyway, I was talking to her quite well. She seemed to be getting on very well. And then she had to go for a dance. And she wasn't dancing too long until my friend kind of waved another girl over. Now, bearing in mind, this other girl's drink was still there with her little bag. This girl sat down and he bought her a drink too. The girl that he had before was quite angry. She was looking at him, staring at him, running her hand across her neck as if she's going to cut his throat. And now this other girl was getting uptight as well, the one he actually called over the second one. You got to understand, this isn't jealousy. This is just business. I could actually see a situation happening here. So I told my friend to, come on, let's get the hell out of here. We paid our bar tab and they left. I found the nearest tuk-tuk didn't even bother with the price. Got in and told him to go. Finally, my friend did find a Femon he had really a lot of fun with. We found her down the Soya Cowboy. It's another road a little bit further down with loads of bars in it. She was one of the girls that dragged men into the bar. She was quite small, but very bubbly, very fun. And generally speaking, the last bit of his holiday he spent with her. I mean, there was one night she wasn't available. You know, she was washing her hair or something. Yeah, right. And I'd already gone with my girl, but something happened to my friend with another Femon. I guess he had refused to pay or didn't want to pay the amount. So she went to her bag and got a box cutter and held it to the inside of his leg, about where the main artery is, and said something like,
you pay.
And thank God, my friend did. She didn't rob him, she just wanted her money for services provided. But all in all, it was a great holiday, one to remember. And I decided right then and there I'd have to come back as soon as possible. It wasn't just the access to these nice-looking Femons. There was something else about Thailand. Maybe it was the smells, the hustle-bustle. The people's attitude was so different. It just seemed to be full of life. And it kind of cemented the idea when I got back to the UK, which was dull, miserable, and everybody was the same. Then it would probably be about 9 months, maybe longer, before I got back there. With the money that I'd saved, and an English teaching job in Bangkok with the ECC, which most English person can actually do. They just want English speakers. I had some experience in teaching, though, a couple of minor certificates, which maybe helped. But of course, there is a difference between going somewhere and living there and working there than being on holiday. My friend never actually went back to Thailand. He actually got married. In fact, I still believe he's married today. But I bet he never told his wife any of these stories in Thailand. One quick story I'd like to tell you when I was on holiday with my friend there the first time. This taxi driver, or I can't remember, maybe a tuk-tuk driver, took us to this place one night where he had to knock on the door. And we kind of went in there, and it was like a bar, but there was nobody else in there except us. And then they locked the door behind us, and we thought, hang about. They asked if we wanted a drink, and we said, yeah. And we got our drinks, and he said, you're looking for some femons? We said, yeah. So he told us that it's 1,000 baht, and he can get any femon you want. So we paid over 1,000 baht while we were drinking our drinks, thinking there's going to be a baseball bat over the head in a minute. And this man went over to a button and pushed the button. It was like a fire alarm went off. And he sat us down in front of this big curtain that's like when you get to the cinema, used to, not as big. So after a few minutes, he pushed another button and the curtain opened. And there was about 5 to 6 rows of femons, about 15 femons on each row, with big numbers on the sides of them, all waving at you from behind the glass. And he asked us to make a choice. Anyway, my friend couldn't find anyone he liked there, as usual. I did, and I called out a number to the guy. He closed the curtains, and that was it. About 10 minutes later, this femon came out, all dressed in different, normal clothes. And apparently, I guess she was mine. So we went outside, and she was kind of looking all over the place, as if she didn't get out much. My friend, even though he didn't have a femon, didn't get his money back. We went into a 7-Eleven, and I bought her some drinks and some snacks, and she was amazed. She was touching everything in the store. We did go back to my hotel room, but it wasn't really the greatest. I think I gave her a couple of 100 baht, and she just disappeared. Don't know where she went, but I did hear later that they keep these femons kind of like prisoners. There's not many of those type places left, but there's still some. At least when I was there, there was. That did kind of make me feel a bit sad for this femon, and the femons like her. There's lots of other seedier sides to Thailand, but I guess there is to every country. Just like to tell you that Thailand isn't all Pattaya. That's just a small section that people hear about. Normal Thais are very respectable people, and they always seem to have a good attitude on life. They enjoy living. Anyway, that was kind of my first experience in Thailand. I just hope it wasn't too boring for you. Take it easy.